Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome to NYC Now, your source for local news in and around New York City from WNYC. It's Tuesday, June 6th. Here's the morning headlines from Carrie Nolan.
Polls are open in New Jersey today for the primary election, and every seat in the state legislature is on the ballot. WNYC's Nancy Solomon reports.
All 40 seats in the state Senate and all 80 seats in the Assembly are on the ballot in what is expected to be a low turnout election. The redrawing of district maps last year prompted some longtime legislators to retire rather than face voters unfamiliar with them. There are 26 open seats. In one Essex County district, incumbent state senators Richard Cody and Nia Gill are facing off. And in South Jersey, Republicans are fighting it out in two legislative districts. The outcome could position the GOP to expand its numbers in the legislature. Observers say both districts could be competitive in the general election this fall. Polls close at 8 p.m.
New York lawmakers are on the brink of making Diwali a school holiday. But as WNYC's John Campbell reports, time is running short.
For years, South Asian communities have sought to make Diwali a holiday. Assemblymember Jennifer Rajkumar of Queens is Indian American and of the Hindu faith. She says it would mean much more than a day off of school to the more than 200,000 New Yorkers who celebrate the Festival of Lights.
For hundreds of thousands of South Asian New Yorkers, this is the government saying, we recognize you, we see you, and we hear you.
Legislative leaders support the effort, but it's not a done deal. They haven't decided whether it should apply statewide or just in the five boroughs. The legislative session is scheduled to end Thursday.
City churches, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship will provide shelter for nearly 1,000 migrant men. It's part of a new plan Mayor Eric Adams announced yesterday to tackle the ongoing arrival of tens of thousands of asylum seekers. The two-year agreement will involve as many as 50 houses of worship that have showers, dining areas, and other amenities necessary for overnight stays. Each site may accommodate up to 19 single men for a total of 950 additional beds. Partly sunny and breezy today. We have a slight chance of showers this morning, a better chance this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 61 degrees under hazy skies in New York City.
Thanks for listening. This is NYC Now from WNYC. Be sure to catch us every weekday, three times a day, for your top news headlines and occasional deep dives. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you this afternoon.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.